What is the mountain in your life that you are saying it's never going to change? Well, you've already decided it. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. How do you know? Maybe God wants to do a law of faith superseding the law of nature. He has. He has in the past. He has in the present. He's done it all around the world. Faith opens the door for miracles. God is in the mountain moving business, but you must not doubt.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous couple has pledged a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar donated to this ministry will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called What Happens When You Have Faith.
What's the mountain in your life? What's the mountain that needs to be moved? What's the thing you look at that thing, it's never moved, it hasn't moved, it's not gonna move, it never will move. What is the mountain in your life that you are saying, it's never gonna change? Well, you've already decided it. That's a self-defeating and self-fulfilling prophecy. How do you know? Maybe God wants to do a law of faith superseding the law of nature. He has. He has in the past. He has in the present. He's done it all around the world. Faith opens the door for miracles. God is in the mountain moving business, but you must not doubt. Look at this verse on the screen. Matthew 13:58 says, Jesus did not do many miracles. He's talking about that town there. Because of their lack of faith. Their lack of faith caused Jesus to not do many miracles. You say, I don't see any miracles in my life. I wonder why. Are you seeing with the eyes of fear? Or are you seeing with the eyes of faith? Faith shrinks my problems. It opens the door to miracles. And number three, faith moves God to act on my behalf. Faith moves God to act on my behalf. Now, don't get me wrong when I say this. It moves God to act on my behalf. I do not subscribe to the health and wealth theology where God really ends up being a servant and that God serves you rather than you serving God. And in many versions of this, God becomes a genie where you rub the bottle and you pray the prayer or you drop the 50-cent piece into the slot machine or whatever, and then you hit the jackpot. No, God is not your genie. God is God, and you're not, and he is not there to cater to your every whim. He's not. He's just not. But at the same time, Matthew 9:29, Jesus said this, according to your faith, it will be done to you. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life. According to your faith, it will be done to you. Do you want to know why God has blessed my life? Not because I deserve it, because I don't. Not because I'm smarter than everybody else, because I'm not. God has worked in my life because I humbly expect him to. I expect him to use me. And God does exactly what you expect him to do. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. If you expect God to do a little in your life, he'll do a little. If you expect God to do a lot, he'll do a lot. If you don't expect God to do anything, he won't do anything. This is why I'm going to push you on your faith in this series. This is why I'm going to stretch you and challenge you. Because I don't want you to be satisfied with playing in Kitty Beach in the shallows of life. I want you to put on your big boy swimsuit and dive in the deep end. And I want you to challenge yourself to believe God more than you've ever believed him for. I have believed God for some really big things in my life. But I didn't start there. It started by developing the muscle of faith a little at a time. And when I saw God did that, well, then God could do that. And I just keep pressing and pushing and stretching. And the Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done to you. Any of you as a parent knows that as a mom or a dad, fathers love to bring pleasure to their kids and even more to their grandkids. And when they do that, it brings them pleasure. It gives God pleasure providing for you. It gives God pleasure watching you succeed. And he goes, that's my girl. She's being exactly who I made her to be. That's my boy. He's being exactly who I made him to be. And the Bible says God takes pleasure in the success of his saints. And so according to your faith, it will be done unto you. See, the problem with us is we think the wrong thing moves God. God is not moved by my complaints. God is never moved by my griping, my complaining, my grumbling, my whining. None of that moves God. But God is moved when I say, God, I'm trusting you and I'm expecting you to keep your promise. You put your name on that promise and I'm expecting you to do it. That brings me to the fourth benefit of faith. Faith unlocks all the promises of God. Faith unlocks all the promises of God. There are over 7,000 promises in this book, in the Bible, from cover to cover, over 7,000 promises. And they're like blank checks waiting for you to claim them. And if you want to be a person of faith, a man of faith or a woman of faith, you must learn to become a promise person. Memorize the promises of God so that you can claim them in your life when you need them. And what does God have to say about all 7,000 of those promises? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are all yes in Christ. Circle that, yes in Christ. All of the promises that God has made in his Bible, in his word, in the scripture, are yes in Christ. And faith unlocks the promises of God. Now, let me just try to put it this way. What if you were to find, you were going through an old attic that you'd bought a house and people had died and nobody claimed the leftovers. You're going through the attic and you find a letter promising $1 million to anybody who finds the letter. Would you be interested? Yes, yes, you would be interested. But would it be useful if you didn't know who wrote it? No. It'd be worthless. You could be holding on to a promise that says, I will give whoever has this letter $1 million. No, you'd have to, you could only use it, claim the promises, if you knew the name and the address of the person making the promise. The promises of the Bible only apply to those who know the author, to those who know the name of Jesus. All the promises are yes in Christ. And when you know him personally, now you know the guarantor of all the promises of Scripture. Number five, faith turns dreams, God-given dreams, into reality. Faith turns God-given dreams into reality. Now, this is so important. We're going to spend an entire session on it during this campaign on daring to dream, because nothing happens till somebody starts dreaming. And I want to challenge you to dream about your relationships, to dream about your marriage, a family, your career. We're going to dream together about the future of this church. We're going to go through a dreaming period time. The Bible is full of people who had God-given dreams. Abraham dreamed of being the father of a great nation. Moses dreamed of setting the people free. Joseph dreamed of saving the nation and his own family. Daniel and Paul and David and over and over all through Scripture, all kinds of people who were inspiring dreamers. But they didn't even have a verse that we have today, and it's this verse, Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us, is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires and thoughts or hopes. Now, if there was a blank check verse in the Bible, that's it. He says, God is able to do far more than we would dare to ask. What are you afraid to ask God for? God is able to do far more than we could even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. I can think of some pretty big dreams. I have in my lifetime. And God says, Warren, you think of the greatest thing you could ever dream of, the greatest thing you think I could do in your life. And guess what? I can top that. We limit God by our unbelief. I think one of the biggest, if there were tears in heaven, it would simply because we would get there and we realize all the things that could have done if we would just believed God for a little bit more. To me, that would be hell. Hell would be to be shown everything I could have accomplished and done and become and been as a husband, as a father, as a man, as a pastor. All that I could have been and all that I could have done good in the world if I had just believed God a little bit more. I want to push you to believe God a little bit more than you ever have before. Because God's able to do far more than we would dare to ask or even dream of. Number six, let me just end with this one. Faith gives me power to hold on in tough times. Why is this one important? Because faith doesn't always take you out of the problem. You know that. Faith often takes you through the problem. Faith doesn't always take away the pain. Faith gives you the ability to handle the pain. Faith doesn't make life heaven on earth. This world is never going to be heaven on earth. Things are never going to go perfectly on this planet. You will always have pain and you will always have suffering in your life. But faith gives you the ability to handle it. It doesn't take you out of the storm. It calms you in the storm. I remember reading the stories of Corrie ten Boom, who was a young woman sent to the Nazi death camps, the prison concentration death camps, Buchenwald and Auschwitz. And she said that the people who lasted in those camps were those who had the deepest faith. Why? Because faith gives me the power to hold on in tough times. It produces persistence. It gives you the ability to bounce back. Study after study after study after study has shown that probably the most important characteristic you could teach a child, and probably the most important characteristic you need in your own life, if you're going to make it in life, is actually resilience. Resilience. It's the ability to bounce back. It's the ability to keep going. Why? Because nobody goes through life with an unbroken chain of successes. Everybody has failures, flops, duds, mistakes. We all embarrass ourselves. Nobody goes through life scot-free. We all have pains. We all have problems. We all have pressures. The people who make it in life have resiliency. I've told this to pastors many times. You don't want to know how many times I've wanted to resign as pastor of Saddleback Church? Just every Monday morning. Because they go, God, it's too big. It's too many people, too much responsibility. I'm not smart enough. What am I supposed to say to that many people? Get somebody else who can do a better job than this. And yet God says, keep on keeping on. And where do you get that keeping on, keeping on? There's so many times over 35 years I wanted to just give up. There are a lot of things I could have done, easier. And after Purpose Driven Life came out, I effectively retired. I don't take a salary. So nobody pays me to stay here. What is it that keeps me going? Faith. I want to see what God's going to do next. I don't want to miss out on it. That's why I don't like to miss really any week at church, because I want to think, is that going to be the week that could change my life? I just never know if that's going to be the message that might just set the new direction for the next 5 or 10 years. I just want to be there and listen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9, Paul's testimony, we're pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed and we're not broken. He said, we're perplexed. That means we're confused. We don't know why this happened. We're perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We're attacked, but God never abandons us. And we get knocked down, but we're not knocked out. He says, we get up and we keep going. Where do you get resilience like that? Faith. Now do you see why you need to work on strengthening your faith probably more than anything else? Because it is faith that does these six things. Shrinks my problems, opens the door for miracles, moves God to act on my behalf, unlocks all the promises of God, turns dreams into reality, and gives me the power to hold on in tough times. And by the way, faith is the way we get to know God. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, that means has faith in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. It's how we get to know God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. By the way, this month only, any gift you give will be matched by a very generous couple up to $100,000. This match is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
Let's be honest about this time of year. At the end of every year, there are so many ministries that ask for you to support them in the end-of-year giving. And you know what? We believe in every ministry that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we thank God for them, and I know it can be difficult to decide who to give to. So let me just give you some biblical foundations for giving, some simple guidelines for end-of-year giving. You might think of these three or four things. Number one, give to the ministry that God tells you to support. Go to God, pray to him, ask him, say, God, who do you want me to support? And you know what? I support you giving to whoever God tells you to give to. And if it's not Daily Hope, I still support you to give to who God tells you to give to. So pray and ask God. Second, never give when you feel pressured. The Bible says in Corinthians that we are to never give under pressure or compulsion or under guilt. So if you ever feel guilty about giving, don't give, because God tells you in the Word not to give at that time. Give because you want to give, not out of guilt or pressure. Number three, give to where you support and believe in the goals of that particular ministry. Now, every ministry has different goals. You know the goals of Daily Hope. Our goal is ultimately to take the good news, the gospel, to the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ, no church. This is the final frontier. That's our goal. It's called the Great Commission. Now, other churches and other ministries have other goals, and that's fine. Some only have the goal of just preaching in America. That's nothing wrong with that. But if you believe in and have a heart for, going to the last, the least, and the lost. This would be a ministry you should consider supporting, because I don't know others that are doing what we're doing, trying to go to these final 3,000 tribes. And then finally, give where your gift will be multiplied. For instance, at the end of every year, there is a donor to Daily Hope who offers to give a matching grant to apply to any donation that we receive before the end of the year. Now, what this means is that for every dollar you're able to give this month to Daily Hope, it's going to be doubled. That donor will match it. That multiplies your gift. Like the little boy who brought his loaves and fishes to Jesus, and Jesus fed the 5,000. If you give $25 to Daily Hope this month, the matching grant will match it at $25. If you're able to give $100, the matching grant will add another $100. That multiplies your gift. I would consider that as a factor in where to give during this month. Now, let me just say this. If you can't help us financially, that's okay. I understand. But I would ask that you pray for us. I'm so grateful for those of you who are a financial supporter of this ministry, that monthly giving month after month. It means so much to me. It means much to God, but it means so much for eternity to those who are hearing the good news for the very first time. You know, I don't take any salary or any income from this ministry. I serve it for free. And so you and I are partners together in reaching people for Christ all around the world. In closing, let me just ask you to continue to pray. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray that God's word will be taught clearly, with compassion, with clarity, with simplicity in this new year. And that it will not only help you as you listen to these broadcasts, but it will help us reach people for Christ and disciple believers and build churches all around the world, especially in the tribes that have never heard the name of Christ. Thanks for your generosity. Thanks for your prayers. And God bless you.
There are only 2 days left to have your gift matched up to $100,000. So don't wait. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.